Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is the Big J and BB Show. I am Ryan Green Machine Ebner.
And I'm Joey Real Talk Toronto.
And you might be wondering why it's weird that Ryan's voice is starting the podcast instead of Joey's. That's because we're doing a sports podcast.
Sports.
EA Sports.
Also, might sound a little weird. We're in a little different setup because we usually do it upstairs. Now we're doing it downstairs.
Well, yeah.
So I don't know how the audio is going to be.
I don't know. We're going to find out,
though. We are going to roll with it because fuck it, we're doing it live.
Yeah. All right. So if you guys are listening to our podcast and you want to keep listening to our podcast, or you want to listen to some of our E3 episodes or any more gaming and sports podcasts that we come out with, you can find it on SoundCloud, Spotify, and the Google Play Music Store by searching Big J and BB Show. You can find us on Facebook by searching Big J and BB Show, and on Twitter, it's at Big J and BB Show.
Hit us up.
Yep. This is the sports podcast. Let's start with a lot of shit's happened since we've done one. I mean, a lot. But we're going to start with the Warriors swept the Cavaliers. So that's cool.
I thought the Cavs would at least get one. And they almost did. And then Jarrett Smith's like, no, no, no.
Yeah, he blew it.
Not in my house.
Blew it hard. And that was the day LeBron knew that it was time to go.
Yep.
The Capitals won their first Stanley Cup. That is awesome for Alex Ovechkin.
Yep.
But, like, that was such a fun series. Like, so I guess we'll just start right in here with hockey. Really weird because the Hawks were so bad for us that it's like kind of like basketball at times or baseball currently. We're like the Sox are so bad, so I'm just like, man, it's really hard for me to watch. But I still did find time to watch hockey. I loved watching Golden Knight games when I could. That was awesome. And the Las Vegas Golden Knights, their first year as an expansion team, and they go to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Pretty impressive.
It really is, though, and like I don't know, you've never seen an expansion team that successful before, and it's gonna be really weird to see if they can duplicate what they did. But it was such a fun series to watch because I was so happy either way. I was like, I don't care who wins, this is great. Either Ovechkin's getting a title. I don't know why it's a belt, a title or championship. God damn, I'm struggling. Or
you could do it.
Yeah, or Las Vegas is gonna win, which is awesome too. And I think why this is such a big deal too with Las Vegas is, it shows other leagues that, like, oh, no, Vegas can totally sustain a sports team. Fan base-wise, will the fans keep loving it? So it will be interesting to see moving forward. Like, what if Las Vegas kind of falls off? Do the fans still love it? Because I think we're only, like, a couple years from the Raiders moving there. I think it's, like, 2020 they get there.
Yeah, because they're in their stadium, yeah.
Yeah, and also sports gambling has been a bill's been passed where it can be legal in all states, so, like, that's great.
I mean, it might as well be. Everybody does it regardless. I mean, it's one of the biggest things to bet on, next to fucking horses.
And why wouldn't the states get their hands in there?
Yeah, it's free money.
Yeah. So I hope Illinois does totally pass the law to make it legal here. I also been looking up a lot of, like, ways to sports gamble because it's something that I've always wanted to get into, and I love sports so much, so, like, why not? I watch them all the time anyway. But overall, I thought hockey had a great season because of the Golden Knights and also Washington. Like, what a great season. So that was awesome. Hats off to Ovechkin and the rest of the Capitals. That was really cool. Now let's go to UFC. CM Punk had a second fight, and he lost. But you know what? He made it all three rounds.
There you go. Progress.
Just come home. Come back to wrestling.
You won't.
Please.
McMahon doesn't want him back.
And I don't think he'll go to WWE. That's for damn sure. But I think he could always go back to Ring of Honor where he started. Maybe he goes to New Japan. Something like that would be so cool. Because that would be perfect for him to get his love for wrestling back. It would be awesome. I'm hoping when I go to this All-In show hosted by the Bullet Club in the September, it's here in Chicago. I'm hoping CM Punk shows up. I will shit my pants. I will mark the fuck out. I will send you videos of CM Punk chants. Like, but it's real this time. It's
actually here.
It's okay now. Speaking of wrestling, we went to Money in the Bank for Father's Day with our dads. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we saw Ronda Rousey's first single fight.
Yeah.
And she was good.
She was.
It was actually a really good pay-per-view overall.
Seeing the Money in the Bank get grabbed and then cashed in.
Yeah, that was also really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alexa Bliss cashes in on the Ronda Rousey and Nia Jax, pins Nia Jax. They got a match coming up here this Sunday at Extreme Rules, which will also be really cool. But I'm really excited with what I've seen from Ronda Rousey so far.
Yeah, she's definitely has potential. She's still definitely in the learning phase because you could see plenty of things. Like the one time she rolled right out of the ring.
Yeah.
That you could clearly tell that was an accident. But, I mean, that was really only her, second, third match,
yes.
Really.
And
so she's got a lot to learn, but I mean, she looks like she's having fun out there. She's great at it. Mm-hmm. She's definitely nimble enough to be doing all the cool flips.
And... yeah, I mean, some of the shit she does is pretty cool. I'm super into the fact that she grew up as a wrestling fan, and you're watching her, like, when you see her smile or how emotional she is, it's because she's, like, super happy and thankful that she gets to do... that's the
inner kid in her, like, which, I've always wanted to do this.
Right, that'd be like, oh my god, like, I'm so excited. Like, if for some reason I ever got to wrestle, I'd be like, oh my god, like, this is awesome. Also, WWE, kudos to them for not giving her the belt right away, because you'll start to get that backlash from... quote unquote marks in the wrestling, where they're like, oh no, she didn't work for it. I mean, she kind of did. She kind of whooped the shit out of a lot of people in UFC before ultimately leaving UFC after losing. But like, she's a legitimate badass, like Brock Lesnar. Like, they're legit. They've legitimately beat people's asses for a living. Like, it's complete. I have no problem with her coming in whooping ass in the wrestling and being the champion. There's why not?
When someone can kill another person with their bare hands without breaking a sweat, right. Give them the fucking belt.
Right. I love it that they're having her go after Alexa Bliss because she's such a perfect heel. I mean, she's super hot, but she's so perfect for people. Like, man, fuck that bitch. I don't like her. And then it makes you like, oh yeah, Rousey, whoop her ass. You know, the opposite of what they've done with Reigns. Yeah. They've just completely fucked his character entirely.
Let's go, beach ball.
Oh, that was awesome. I was just like, God, I feel so bad, though. Also at fighting, Brock Lesnar showed up at the last UFC pay-per-view last weekend after Daniel Cormier won the heavyweight championship, and Cormier called him out. He jumped in the ring, he shoves him, and he says, I'm coming for you, motherfucker. And I was like, I'm hyped. Every time that UFC is in Brock Lesnar is in the UFC octagon, I am so hyped every time. He's just so cool. Like, I don't care that he's old. Like, he just whoops the shit out of people.
Oh, yeah.
Take him to Suplex City. It's so cool. I'm so excited. But how cool would it be if he fights his next fight, right, and he's still the WWE champion? So he comes out in UFC with the WWE championship belt.
That'd be pretty fucking awesome.
I will laugh so hard because of all... And then if he wins... Because of all the people that, like, you know, a lot of them, they love UFC and they think WWE's stupid, you know, because it's scripted, whatever. But then if the WWE champion goes in there, beats your man, and wins your belt, I'm like,
cool. Is that the ultimate fighter?
It really would be great. I would be so hyped. That would be awesome. Let's see. World Cup's going on. They announced that North America will host the World Cup in 2026. That will be split between Canada and the United States of America. We'll see. I don't know where they're going to play, necessarily. Like, I don't know where the big soccer fields are at.
Oh, Toyota Park, man.
I totally don't think they use Toyota Park. But, I mean, here's the thing with soccer.
Football.
Football for all the Europeans. Because I saw we got listeners in Sweden and England, so.
Dope.
Sorry you guys lost, but it's like, as Americans, right, I played soccer, I think everybody did, but I played soccer as a kid, right? You play for like 3 to 4 years or so, whatever, then like for me it was like, I actually really like baseball, and I'm going to play baseball, or I like football, right? For soccer purposes, will it ever be big in the United States? Because I think we actually are starting to hit that turn. Where it's starting to gain popularity. And do you know why? I think it's because of FIFA. Honestly.
Really?
Because honestly, okay, look at my cousin, for instance, right? Shout out to Kyle. But he, right, played baseball. Didn't really like it. Wasn't his thing. He's playing FIFA, and he's like, I really love Ronaldo. Well, I really love Messi. Or I love whoever, right? Oh, I like Germany's national team. And then he starts playing soccer, and now he's been playing for years. He loves it. I think you're starting to see soccer start to come to the mainstream because FIFA is literally huge. I mean, it's ginormous. Its fan base is like ridiculous. You think Madden's big?
Like, I think FIFA's actually the biggest.
I think it is. No doubt. Yeah. So I think that there's a chance that we're hitting that turn.
It's a good possibility. I mean, I could see it happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, might as well. Are we going out with baseball and bringing in soccer?
I mean, it's a possibility. I think baseball's definitely on. It's the problem with a lot of these sports, right? And the NBA has done a great job, though, with this, is grabbing the youth. Because that's what's going to lead your fan base is the youth. If you get the youth into it, that's how you develop, you know, future fan bases and stuff like that. And I think that soccer's getting there. One reason is also is that MLS starts grabbing these players that are maybe they're a little older now, but like Rooney, or when they grab Beckham, or they grab all the Landon Donovan, or like all these guys. One day when Ronaldo's a little older, does he make the jump? Because these MLS teams, one, will pay a shit ton of money for these guys, and two, it's not as hard. It's not. I mean, the MLS competition compared to like the Premier League, it's like, oh my god, it's awful. It's like terrible. But I think that also the NFL and all their concussions, right? Are people pulling their kids away from that a little bit more and pushing for soccer more? I mean, there's nothing against soccer. It's just hard for me, like, to watch MLS, for instance. It's really hard because I don't think it's that competitive. But then, like, the World Cup, I've been watching the shit out of the World Cup because it's fun. I feel like there's something on the line.
Right.
Yeah, obviously, it's for your country. Like, it's cool. And now you got France meeting Croatia this Sunday for the championship. England definitely had it, and then they blew it. Felt like 1776 all over again, I bet. Awful. Just complete awful. I was like, you lost to Croatia? I'm like, I'm sitting here watching your game. Like, this would be really cool to see England versus France. And you just shit the bed. You got one goalie and you fucking blow it. Rough. It's rough. But, so you said you do believe that the U.S. could eventually really get into soccer?
I mean, it's possible. Will I ever get into it? No.
No?
I played it for like 6-7 years, but like, if I didn't get sick, would I still be playing soccer? Honestly, I probably would. I enjoyed the shit out of playing soccer.
Then why don't you like watching it?
But there's a difference between playing and watching. The same thing of like, do I like playing football? No, I'm not a physical guy. Do I love watching football? Fuck yeah, I watch every game.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, playing soccer is way more enjoyable than watching soccer.
I think the big thing is that it's really long, and it's just lots of back and forth, just dribbling the ball with your feet up and down, and not a lot of action. Ultimately, I think that's the biggest issue.
Yeah,
because
it's just slow pace.
In America, we are so big on our football, and it's constant action. It's a very physical game. I'm not taking anything away from soccer players. Obviously, their cardio is, like, top-notch. Like, to run for that long, goddamn, kudos to you.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I could barely run up the stairs.
But, you know, we are so into this society of, like, bam, bam, bam. We want results. We want something. And you just sit there for 90-plus minutes and get one goal out of it. And you don't feel as satisfied, I guess, with it. And that's just our culture, ultimately. But I've heard people say, okay, so say you take the top athletes from different sports, right? The LeBron Jameses, the Mike Trouts, Tony O'Browns, right? Say instead of the respective sports they played, they were in the soccer. And those top athletes were in soccer. Obviously, we'd be way more fucking in the soccer. You know what I mean?
Well, it depends. If they're just legitimately soccer stars like Ronaldo, then it's like, cool, like I know of him. Do I care?
That's true. That's true.
Like, if LeBron James was the best soccer player, I'd be like, cool, go LeBron James.
And I think our generation's in a weird spot, right? Because you got, like you, for instance, like you said, I love playing it. Watching it's kind of fucking boring. Okay, but then you get, like, like I said, maybe 5 to 10 years younger than us, they're kind of way more in the soccer than that. I know plenty of people that go to the bars during Saturday mornings and shit like that and watch the Premier League. And they just do that. And I'm like, I mean, if I could wake up that early to go to the bar and do that, I totally would. I have no issues with it. If I could find a team or, like, a club that I could, club I think is the proper term, that I would back, I'd be like, that's fucking awesome. Like, Dan, he likes Arsenal. He'll watch Arsenal. Me, I'm like, I don't know any of these motherfuckers. But I do know that Cristiano Ronaldo signed a big-ass contract with Juventus to play in the Italian Serie A, I believe it is. They were the top team in that series last year, but the competition is way down from the league he just came in with playing with Real Madrid. It came out to like a stupid amount of money. It was like $300-something million.
That included all said and done.
The taxes they had to pay on it, the transfer fee of $115 million, plus his contract of like $60-something million. Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of money for one man to kick a fucking ball.
It's nuts.
In all reality,
yeah.
That's what he's getting paid for, is to kick a ball.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from him, but that's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's... I mean, but like I said, I mean, I would love to see soccer get to this point one day where it is big for us. Because, God, I love when the U.S. is in the World Cup, man. It's fucking awesome. I wake up early in the morning. I'm watching it. I'm tweeting it or whatever. I'm so excited because I'm like, oh, it's my country. But, like, when they're not in it, man, I'm just like, oh, it's on at work when I'm in the break room. That's cool. It's hard. It's really hard. But I would love for, like, I would love for it to be a big thing. I love when sports are big in general. Like, Serena Williams, for instance, right now is going for her 27th championship.
If they're having a shit start.
Yeah.
Was it her or her sister?
I think it was her sister.
One of them was, like, 0-3. Like, almost on the verge of getting knocked out.
Oh, maybe it was her. She yeah. had a, she, one of her matches the other night, she lost 3-0 and then won the next two 6-3.
Okay.
Yeah, so she, but she's in, she's gonna, she fucking outstanding. She just gave birth, too, I think, not too long ago. So this is pretty awesome for her. I mean, when you go through athletes and how they've dominated their sports, Serena Williams arguably has dominated her sport more than any other person ever has. Like, it's insane how good she is. But that's really cool. Couple other things. College World Series the other, like, a few weeks ago. Oregon State. Arkansas had the series won. Two outs in the ninth. I think they even had two strikes. Guy from Oregon State pops it up. Foul ball. Routine foul ball. They can catch it. The first baseman, the second baseman, the right fielder, all, no one makes the call. Ball falls. Next thing you know, Oregon State walks off. Then what do? They come back the next night and whoop Arkansas's ass and win the College World Series. Boy, you gotta be upset. You gotta be heartbroken after that type of shit.
That's a layup.
Mm-hmm. But kudos to the Oregon State because the White Sox's first-round pick from this past draft was on that team. So,
hey,
good for them.
Go Sox.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Jameis Winston, still a piece of shit, still a bum.
What else is
allegedly.
That? Yeah.
Sorry. we're not the NFL. We're not just gonna rip someone up until we have cold, hard evidence. But allegedly groped of Uber driver 2 years ago, and the NFL's like, oh, we know about it now, so you're getting suspended for 3 games. That's a weird line that the NFL walks when it comes to that, honestly. It's like the LeSean McCoy thing that just came out, right? Now, I saw the picture of his, I don't know if they were still boyfriend or girlfriend, or if there was an ex, I don't remember what it was, but she looked aw- that was bad.
That was pretty fucking brutal.
Yeah. Like,
pretty brutal.
And if LeSean McCoy, if he is connected to this in some way, he definitely needs not get suspended, but serve some fucking jail time.
Right, yeah, definitely go to jail.
Oh, yeah, because that is just, there's no excuse for any of that at all.
You could honestly, depending on what, like, physically happened to her, you could almost probably, fucking, I push for attempted murder at that point.
Right, yeah.
Because that's not just like a, boom, yeah, black eye, that's a, I'm going to beat you until you can't wake up. Yeah, that's pretty
fucked up.
Okay.
No, not okay at all. But with the NFL and with their suspensions, right, do you think that the NFL should, how they're handling it is okay? Or do you think that maybe they're jumping the line a little bit? Because a lot of these cases, for instance, the courts, there's no case. It's just, but the NFL, for miraculous reasons, knows more than the courts, and they decide to suspend a guy. Or is it because of where we're at in a society right now with, like, the Me Too movements and shit like that?
I honestly, it's like, at this point, like, just like the whole Bill Cosby thing, like, did he do whatever he was accused of? If they said, yeah, sure, if not, who gives a shit? Now they're going after Morgan Freeman. Why not?
That's rough. Don't go after Morgan Freeman.
It's the same thing of, like, here, it's like, who's to say, why isn't anybody coming out and be like, hey, you know what, LeBron James touched me, like, 10 years ago. Yeah. Who's to stop that? Then there you go, now LeBron's suspended.
Right.
I think, regardless of the sport, regardless of the person, regardless of the celebrity, let's say,
right,
how about take it to court, figure it out, then take action. Don't be right. Like, hey, some random-ass motherfucker said you touched them? Hey, suspended 6 games.
Right.
Well, then, come to find out, oh, that person was just fucking stoned out of their mind, didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. Sorry you were suspended 6 games and just fucked your whole team.
Right.
But, oh, you're good to play.
Okay.
I'd be fucking furious.
That's like goes back to Enzo Amore in the WWE. Allegedly raped a girl, right? Comes out. Supposedly he had known about it, but that it happened in like October. This is January now, right? And because he had talked to his agent or his lawyer and they said, no, there's no case. Nothing's going down with it. Nothing happened, blah, blah, blah. Because she had made a tweet about it that he had allegedly raped her. So that's a big deal. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then supposedly He didn't alert WWE about it, which that's a bad fucking move. You should always alert your employer if anything, of any type of incident, like anything at all.
Anything that relates to the PR.
Right. Especially when you're in that type of world, right? Yeah. A celebrity of some sort. And doesn't alert them. Well, then the tweet comes out. Vince McMahon's like, what the fuck? They fire him, right? He says he walked away. He totally got fired, though. Got fired. And then a few months later comes out, oh, yeah, no, she lied. There was no case. And now he's not in WWE anymore because that someone lied, or yeah, the court says. So I do agree, the court should totally, the due process should be done. Then once it's done, then you make your decision, right? On all the information that you got from the courts, the law enforcement, all that. Then make your decision on if he's suspended or not.
So it's just like, honestly, like, I'm just going to use you as an example because you're here. So you go out, you beat a fucking female, like beat her to a pulp and right. You rape her. Okay. Comes out, are they going to send you to jail right away? They're going to take your ass to court. They're going to figure it out. They're going to be like, did he do this? Is this him?
Right.
Is that his DNA?
Right.
So honestly, what's the difference between you and Enzo?
Right.
Enzo's famous.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, we don't want to be known as the guys who like lit a rapist.
That's real though, yeah.
Like wrestle, but yet a legit rapist can still go to the grocery store, drive his car. Process, right. You know, have his time at court.
Right.
While someone who literally did nothing is like, well, what the fuck? Now my career is ruined.
I'm totally not a raper, by the way.
No, I was just, like I said, for example.
Thank you. But, yeah, no, I agree. I think that it's because in this world, social media and how, like, PR is a big thing, right? How people perceive your company and how they perceive you is huge, right? So WWE, who is a publicly traded company, the NFL, MLB, all these organizations, they can't allow these people, these guys, or even gals, to be, if there is any type of allegedness of those type of behaviors, they can't let them play because then there's a big fucking backlash. Like, oh my god, hashtag fuck the NFL, like they did this. But then what happens when they didn't?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then your whole fucking reputation's fucked.
You're whistleblowing all day.
Yeah, and I think there is... Do I believe there's a lot of legitimacy to what's being said? Totally. Do I think there's a shit ton of whistleblowing as well? For sure.
Probably about 90% of it, to be honest.
I think there's a ton of it. Like, I get it. I don't think that... It's not right, personally, obviously, at all. It's not. You should never lay your hand on a woman for no reason. There's no reason for you to be doing that. No obviously means fucking no. No matter what your fucking status in life is, whether you think it's because you got a shit ton of money or you're an athlete or celebrity, nah. That's not how it rolls. But I think that everyone's just jumping the gun on all these fuckers before they find out if it actually happened or not. And I'm sure there's going to be, rebuttals of, well, you know, sometimes they pay off the judges and they do this because they got lots of money. And, like, yeah, I mean, totally, there are shitty people like that. But, you know, it's a court system. There's a court system for a reason, guys.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, let it go through its process.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we move on, and speaking of, it's not on here, but speaking of, like, bullshit policies. The guy from the Packers, I forget who got...
Is it Adam? No, Arthur Jones?
Yeah, some new guy, right? Like that. For marijuana?
Yeah.
For real?
Oh, so, we'll just get into this right now. So, yeah. The NFL.
Sorry, that pissed me off.
Obviously, people are still getting suspended for smoking weed. Ask Josh Gordon. It's not alright for you, right? You don't agree with it?
Like, why? What? Who,
it's an illegal substance.
But you're not enhancing anything.
Right?
It's not a steroid.
I know.
It's technically a depressant.
Anybody that does any drugs of any kind can get suspended. It's fucked up, right?
That's the most... Yeah, that is the most fucked up thing. But yet, if you're on antidepressants, that's cool, right? You could play.
It depends. It depends what's in it. Because some antidepressants have things that pop up on their tests and they can't take it. There is a guy that's... I think it was Michael Bennett or something. There's somebody. They're trying to take pills to get their dicks hard. And because it has, like, estrogen, you know, it has stuff in it, testosterone in it, right, to help boost your dick, they were getting suspended for that because you can't take that. And in reality, is he really boosting his, like, playing ability? No, he's just trying to fuck. Like, that's what he's trying to do.
Right, he's just trying to enjoy his sex
life. The NFL and, in general, sports testing policies are so fucked. I don't think weed should just be legal. I mean, that's a whole different debate for a whole different time.
I'm just saying general of, like, bullshit policies.
Yeah, no, totally. Because what about the players that play in Denver? Or they play in Seattle where it's legal?
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
What's the problem?
Right. I don't think there's an issue with it. No, I agree with you. I agree. Moving on. Yeah. So beginning October 4th, 2019, WWE will have SmackDown Live airing directly on Fox. That is huge. Wrestling is going to be on a major network, cable network, for the first time ever. That's fucking huge for WWE. And they did pay like over $1 billion for their rights to SmackDown. So putting it to good use. Yeah, that's just
SmackDown.
Yeah, no, they didn't get Raw. Raw still stayed on USA Network. Bad move on WWE's part, personally. I think if Fox was willing to grab both, totally should have gone with both. But I think they got nervous that Fox was going to put Raw on Fox, but SmackDown's Fox Sports 1. This way they look at it as, oh, Raw's still on the big USA Network, and now SmackDown's on Fox. So we'll see what happens. Supposedly they got NXT 2, and that's going to be on Fox Sports 1, but we haven't heard anything about that. But what makes me happy is I think SmackDown now will ultimately get way more talent than Raw because of the fact that they're going to be on fucking Fox.
They're going to be on a big network.
Yeah, so they have to really step up. Also, a record 778 college football programs will take the field this fall. That is insane that there's that many schools with college football programs.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Why not?
Fucking nuts. We'll switch to baseball. So, ratings are way down, right? The All-Star teams got announced. I think Blake Snell was the biggest one for the pitcher from Tampa Bay Rays. He's leading the league in like a lot of pitching, major pitching categories, and he didn't even make the team. That's crazy. For Chicago purposes, Jose Abreu made the start for the White Sox at first base. And on the National League side, Wilson Contreras and Javi Baez made it for the Cubs. So kudos to them for representing the city of Chi-Town like that. Baseball ratings are way down, and it's hard. Like I said earlier when we were talking about being a Sox fan, right? Being a Sox fan is kind of hard because you were so bad and we're in this rebuild mode, which I give 100% credit to the Sox for actually going through with the rebuild mode. It needed to happen instead of putting these little bandages on these big-ass wounds. Like, nah, man, let it heal and let's fix it, right? But they're bad and it's really hard to watch. I think the other night they lost like 14-1 or some shit.
Oh no, yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my god. Then they won the next night 4-0. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so where's the consistency?
And there's not, and that's okay because we're bad, and I get that. But also, what led to ratings being down was the weather in the beginning of the year was fucking awful. I felt like we
had a slow start.
America in general dealt with winter way longer than we ever have. So that's awful for baseball purposes. That's awful. But I just think, and here, I'm going to go here and look at the standings, but the American League is pretty much decided, right? You know that Boston and New York, respectively, are going to make the playoffs. They're the two best teams in the American League, or two of the top three. It just depends on who's going to win the division, which will be super fun to watch, but baseball, it's very similar to college football. College football is a very regional-based sport, right? If you're in the South, you fucking love your Alabama, your LSU, your Georgia Bulldogs, whatever, right?
Roll Tide.
Yeah, fucking Duke, whomever, right? Okay, well, here in the Midwest, okay, it's also very regional because, like, we're in Illinois, so we like fucking U of I, or we like Northwestern, or NIU, or maybe some of us fuck with Notre Dame, like me, or like other, you know, other schools, right? Baseball's really similar to that, where it's very regional-based, right? Certain areas of the country, super into baseball, like the East Coast. Then you get, like, other parts of the country, kind of like the South, really don't give a shit about baseball, right? So that Boston-New York race, super fun if you're on the East Coast. You're like, oh, shit, yeah, fuck New York or fuck Boston, like, super into it. But for the rest of us, we're like, oh, okay, like, I love baseball, so I'll watch the shit out of it. But, okay, but you, for instance, you don't love baseball that way.
Not
it's
anymore.
One of those things where you like to play, not watch, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Unless the White Sox are good, you're all about it. But, like, I don't know. What do you think is – what can baseball do, right, to get its ratings better, to get back to where it was?
I think you need to tone down the games. You're playing way too much.
Like, take the 162 games and shrink it.
Yeah, honestly, like, maybe even look into, like, having it and just seeing how that works.
Okay.
Because even, like, a lot of players said that they would much rather play less games, get paid less, because it's, like, literally your entire year is playing baseball.
Yeah.
Or watching baseball, and it's, like, for me, like, sure, I'll pay attention to baseball, but, like, I'm going to be like, oh, shit, the game's on. I'm going to be like, there's, like, fucking 800 games. I'm okay with missing like 30 of them.
Right. No,
it's not going to affect me.
I know.
I could watch the 85th game and be like, oh, cool. I see where they're standing. And then watch the 112th game and be like, oh, cool. They're still doing decent. And then watch the 150th game and be like, hey, we have potential for playoffs.
We're almost done. Yeah.
So, like, for me, it's like, I really don't give a shit. There's so many games.
No.
But now you tone that down to where, like, football is 16 weeks, right? Like, holy shit, I need to watch every game. You only give me a small portion.
Right.
And I will eat the shit out of that.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard a lot of people say that, and I agree with it. The biggest issue I see is the owners. They lose so much money if you shrink the games because you're losing a shit ton of attendance that way.
But are you? Who's going to the games? You are, though.
Because you're losing your TV revenue, you're losing all that because you're shrinking the games. Do I think it would be better for the health of baseball in the long run? Sure, because the thing is that younger people, us included, like I said earlier when we're talking about soccer, is you want it now. You want it at your hands, you want it now, right? And kudos to baseball for doing way more streaming stuff. Like I think on Facebook, like once a week or something like that, or maybe it's twice a week now, I don't remember, but there's a free game of the day on Facebook. You can watch it. That's awesome but then again, how many young people are on Facebook anymore, right? They're switching to Twitter. Okay, the NFL, super fucking smart. Oh, Thursday night football games? You could stream that on Twitter. Why not? I think Twitch is trying to get involved with them too.
They are.
Perfect example, right? Football, I think basketball does a really good job of being up front with the younger generation of fans. Because that's what they know, where that's where the money's coming from. It's not coming from the 50-fucking-year-olds, okay? It's coming from all the youth. That's who's going to enjoy your product. That's who's going to... And also, credit also is that I think cable is dying, in a way. It truly is. The way that we watch cable TV is totally changing and dying. Streaming is so big.
See, the weird thing for cable for me is, like, I've never really had cable, like, ever, so I never really care about TV.
Right.
So for me, it's like, whatever. I mean, I have a box, but, I mean, that's honestly only to watch sports.
Right.
So you give it to me on my Xbox, I really could give a shit less.
Right, and that's the big thing is that, like, okay, Sling TV, Hulu, Netflix, YouTube TV, right? And especially YouTube TV, because they're getting involved in all the major sport championships. Like, oh, yeah, we'll sponsor you. Watch it with us. Watch it with us. And to me, it's just, it's changing. All these big TV companies sign all these big deals to sign these sport companies, right? To stream their product, show their product, whatever. That's cool, but like ESPN's learning the hard way with basketball. Huge TV deal they signed with the NBA. What happens? The Warriors get more stacked. Now no one wants to watch fucking basketball.
Hell no, I know. I won't watch a game.
No, there's no need.
No.
Will I watch a couple Bulls games because I want to see how they're developing? For sure, I totally will. Because they had a couple good picks. I want to see where they're going, where the direction of the team is. That's fine. But with baseball, it's like, especially because you draft a guy. You draft, like I mentioned, Sox drafted a kid out of Oregon State, right? I probably won't see that fucker for like 5 years or more. Probably like 3 to 5 years. So it's like, there's no instant gratification when you draft a guy, because they're not ready yet. You gotta develop them. That's why you got like three fucking different single A, double A, triple A. You got fucking like below single A. You got a bunch of shit. Independent league, whatever. There's so much baseball. But my God, it's hard, man. Like my brother today, we were talking about, like I was watching soccer yesterday. I was watching the England and Croatia game before I went to work. And Jeremy's like, I really just don't like watching soccer.
But you didn't go to work yesterday.
2 days ago. No, it was totally yesterday. It's before I left. Okay, my bad. So I'm watching it, right? My brother's like, I'd rather play soccer. I don't really like watching it. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, it's like baseball, man. I can't stand watching baseball. And like, that pains me because I love baseball. That's how I was raised. I love it. Like, even when the Sox are bad, I'm like, it's okay because I love baseball. But I know that there's a shit ton of people that don't. They just don't want to watch it. Like, I think... podcast-wise, like, you and Dan probably could give a rat's ass about watching baseball.
That's right, what, playoff and World Series time? I will watch totally every different, game. Right. Fucking fantastic.
Because there's something on the line.
Yeah, and it's enjoyable.
How much is really on the line in game 32 out of 162?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I could jump every other 30
right.
And be perfectly okay.
And, like, where my point started all this while back was that there's not a lot of tight races because there's so many bad teams. Like, the White Sox are in fourth, and they're 31 and 61. That's fucking brutal. They're 19 games back of first with Cleveland, right? You look at the American League. It's Boston, New York, Cleveland, Houston. Seattle has a chance of getting the second wild card. They probably will. That's it. So baseball's pretty much decided in the American League, except just, okay, who's going to make the win the division? Who's got to play that wild card game? Because the wild card game is a little imbalanced. Then you go to the NL, and you're like, oh, okay, if you're a fan of Philadelphia, Atlanta, or Washington, you're super invested because those teams are super close in the division. Am I a fan of those three teams? Nope. I like Bryce Harper, but that doesn't help. Now, if you're a Cub fan, super invested because you're a Cub fan. What the fuck else do you do with your life? Of course you love the Cubs, and they're down to the Brewers right now by a game. And then if you're out in the fucking West, and it's huge, the huge race. Four out of the five teams in NL West are competing for that division. There's 2.5 separates all of them. But yet, we don't give a fuck. Why? Because we're not out West. It's so regionally based, but football's not that way. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, for whatever reason, when I can watch the Rams, right? But I feel invested in them. Because I'm like, oh, something's on the line. Because there's 16 games. Every game matters,
yep.
Right? Basketball and hockey, there are 82 games, and shit, that feels like a lot. Because then again, it's like, how much do I give a fuck watching the Blackhawks play December 1st? I'm like, okay, well, they're still not even halfway through the season yet. But now get me come end of March, beginning of April, and they're in a playoff run. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. You know what I mean? Yep. If you're not super invested in your team, you don't care. And that's the big thing with baseball. If more teams were good, more people would care. Because when our teams are good, we care more, right? But when you have, like, over half the league is bad, you just don't care. Why do you want to watch? Why do I have to watch every White Sox game? I can't. I'm thankful I work on a late shift. Thankful. Because otherwise I would have to watch that shit.
See, now I'm upset because I can't watch Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, we'll find time to watch it.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, we will.
Somewhere.
But that's my rant for baseball. I'm sorry. But they're not. It's just not good. It's not good quality.
Yep.
Okay? And, you know, I think, oh, we kind of already went. I was going to say let's discuss the state of baseball, but we already did.
Yep.
Another good question, though. Are All-Star games dying out?
They should.
In all sports, I mean?
I was going to say by an All-Star.
Because who gives a shit about them?
That's the thing. Like, when they do the Pro Bowl.
Oh, that's awful.
Like, what's the point?
I hate it. The Pro Bowl is probably the worst one because nothing matters about it. At least in baseball, I know that the winning league gets home field advantage in the World Series. Baseball had to do that because otherwise really no one gave a shit about their All-Star games. You look at basketball, it's more fun because it's a 5-on-5 environment. There's other things around the All-Star weekend like the dunk contest, skills contest, three-point contest, stuff like that. But the Pro Bowl, boy, do I not give a shit about the Pro Bowl. Because they don't. You can see that they don't. That's my big thing. Athletes are so much money now being paid to players, and in general in all sports. Why would they risk getting hurt?
Yeah, there's no incentive.
Nothing but lose money then.
Yep.
Why would you do that?
No, exactly.
It's like the Home Run Derby used to be my favorite thing to watch. All-Star Weekend in baseball. Now, I think the biggest name is Bryce Harper, which is a super big name. But all these other big names aren't doing it. Why? Because hitters don't want to do it because they say it throws off their swing because it's weird. You're not used to hitting home run after home run after home run like that. That's not how baseball is. So it's like, why do I care about All-Star games? The idea of them is great. The best of here, the best of here. I mean, every Warriors game is almost like an All-Star game now, so that's cool.
I mean, technically, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I think I agree. I also think that All-Star games are dying out. And they probably should. The perfect example, though, is the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
It's fucking awful. It's not even needed. Especially when you don't even go to Hawaii anymore. Why would I go? Why would I want to participate? Fuck that. What I think they should do is they should have, like, a special of, like, world's fastest athlete or something, right? You take the fastest people from different sports, right? Like, Russell Westbrook is super fast, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, like, these guys, right? Mike Trout, whomever. And have them race. Who the fuck is the fastest in sports? That's cool. And have, like, I don't know, a few million on the line for charity, right? That'll get people to do it.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking cool. Because I think Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are talking about doing a one-on-one thing, and it's like $10 million on the line.
Damn.
But that's super cool because it's Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods, two of the biggest golfers from, like, the 90s and early 2000s, right? That's awesome. But, like, no, these fucking athletes, man, they're getting paid a lot of money, and now they don't want to do shit.
Yep.
Like, it's great. I'm so happy players are getting paid, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, it takes away so much fun shit from us. So let's get to what the meat and potatoes of this whole podcast was really about.
If it wasn't baseball.
No, after, sorry. Oh, real quick, Jay Cutler's totally a new reality TV star because that Cavallari, his, you know, his wife, they have a show out now. And let me tell you, if there was any doubt in anyone's mind if Jay Cutler is a dick in real life, it reaffirmed it that he's totally a dick in real life. I think, like, there was a part where, like, her friends come over and she's like, okay, just be nice. The fuckers are all like, hey, what's up, blah, blah, blah. She's like, okay, I'll meet you upstairs. And Jay doesn't say a fucking word. And she goes, really? You couldn't say hello? And he's like, I'm better at goodbyes. And, like, I'm just like, I love it so much. Or, like, one of her friends was talking about how hard it is, like, something she does that's not athletic at all. And Jay's, like, just staring at her like, yeah, really? And then she's like, well, when do you know you'll officially be retired? He's like, I don't know, in September if I'm not playing. And I'm just like, God. Bro, I always loved Jay Cutler, but this makes me love Jay just a little bit more because he's truly a dick, and I love it.
Right.
Now to what I wanted to talk about. So a lot of stuff happened in basketball in the last few months. We talked about in the beginning of the podcast, the Warriors swept the Cavs after J.R. Smith completely fucked them out of a Game 1 win for the Cavs, so that's pretty awesome. The awards happened where James Harden won an MVP, and I don't agree with that.
How?
Even though he had really good stats, LeBron's were pretty much equal to his, and LeBron carried a really bad Cavs team to the NBA
and
finals.
Went to the finals.
Right. James Harden needed one win to beat the Warriors. That's not that it's easy, because it's not. And Chris Paul goes down, he can't win. But he's your MVP? That's weak. That's weak. Should have been LeBron James.
And blowing up whatever lead that they had.
Right. No, LeBron
and
James.
And then falling apart.
Yeah, LeBron James deserved the MVP. He got robbed, but that's fine. You know, Toronto Raptors fired their coach after being embarrassed by the Cavaliers in the playoffs, even though they had the best record in the NBA, even though Dwayne Casey just won Coach of the Year. But he's the new Detroit Pistons head coach, so that's cool. All right. Then the NBA draft happens, and the Chicago Bulls do the most Bulls move everyone said it was going to happen. They draft Wendell Carter, a big man out of Duke, and then Chandler Hutchinson, guard out of Boise State. Both those guys, all the mock drafts said they were going to get them, and they got them. I was kind of hoping for more of a flashier move, but this is fine. Watching the summer league, Wendell Carter's looked awesome, so we'll see what happens when they start. That's why I said I'll totally watch some Bulls games, because it'll be interesting to see how that young team continues to develop. But other than that, I don't want to watch basketball. And that's because the Golden State Warriors have ruined the NBA. And even though they haven't done anything wrong, it's legal, everything they've done. It's not like they're breaking any rules. These fuckers, just not only did you have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. Remember, that team went 73-9. Lost to the Cavs. So what did? They signed Kevin Durant.
We need KD.
Fuck them.
To beat LeBron.
Now
you beat LeBron.
Right. And now they're like, ooh, but LeBron's coming to the Lakers, and the Rockets are looking kind of scary. What did they do? They signed Boogie Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins to a little over $5 million deal. That's like a sixth of what his salary should have been. And then reports come out and say, no one offered him a deal. Bullshit. The Pelicans offered him 2 years for $40 million. He said no. Fuck Boogie Cousins, because he was on KD's ass when he left for the Warriors. And fuck the Warriors, because they're bullshit. You go from JaVale McGee to fucking DeMarcus Cousins. You have 5 All-Stars in your starting roster.
You want to talk about a sellout? That's the definition of sellout.
Bro, I don't want to watch basketball.
There's no need. What's
Why would I even watch the finals?
There's no way.
It's awful. And, like, LeBron goes to L.A., and that's really cool for the Lakers, and it's cool for LeBron and his family, and, like, I'm happy. I don't give a fuck about the Lakers. You know, I loved Kobe, and I love LeBron, so that's really cool. But you're not doing shit against this Warriors team. Nobody is. Nobody. And it's like Jose pointed out to us, that, like, why try? Why would I give a shit at all? I don't want to watch it.
See, I try, but, like, if I'm playing against Golden State, I probably just sit on the bench.
It's like, even if you get to the playoffs, what are you going to do? Hope you don't get swept? You know what I mean?
I'd say whoever team makes it with Golden State, they're technically the winners.
Right.
Because, like, well, you beat out everybody else, so obviously you're pretty fucking good.
And I think with DeMarcus Cousins, because I believe he tore his Achilles last year, which ended Kobe's career, but I think they said with rehab, he'll probably be ready towards the end of the year next year. So, like, it'll be a regular Warriors team all year, then, like, right come playoff times, oh, here's DeMarcus Cousins, and I'm like, motherfuckers, man. It's awful.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit. It's just, like, there's got to be some rule in place where they're like, yeah, that can't happen. That's to stay.
Well, you know, years ago, Chris Paul tried to get traded to the Lakers. Yeah, and NBA blocked it because said it wasn't fair, which is horseshit. They were just stopping Kobe from getting a sixth ring, but whatever, fuck them. There's nothing that says that you can't sign these free agents if you meet the cap room. It's fine. And they did. DeMarcus Cousins took a pay cut. A big pay cut. But he took one. And it's like, there's nothing you can do about it, but it's just so... It's so upsetting as a basketball fan because, like I said, I don't want to watch. I'm going to watch, like, one game with that Warriors team and just be mad. This is stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the... I didn't love them, but I didn't hate on the Warriors before they signed KD because I was like, oh, it's a homegrown team, bro. That's just fucking kick-ass scouting that you guys did. Like, that's crazy. All three of those guys panned out, Steph, Klay, and Draymond. Like, that's crazy. But then I think about it, if Draymond went to another team, would he be an all-star? Probably not. He's not that good. But you get DeMarcus Cousins on top of the four. Like, they're the Monstars from Space Jam.
I'll tell you what, if that team loses a game, I will make fun of them so much. Be like, how do you lose? How the fuck do you lose?
I totally... Okay, so here's the question. Do they break the 73-9 record that they have?
I want to say it's almost impossible for them not to.
Where do you put the over-under on games they lose? What do you think is the most amount of games they'll lose this year?
I put one on a fluke.
You really don't think they're going to lose any games?
I don't think they're going to lose any games.
Okay, well, I think
they lose one on a fluke.
Okay, like I said, DeMarcus Cousins isn't going to play a full year.
I'm not worried about DeMarcus Cousins. You still got a stacked fucking team, even without him.
I think the Warriors, you'll see a little bit of what they were like last year, where they were kind of slow, because I think they got bored. So I would say, I'll put the over-under at 6. I think they could lose less than 6 games, but I wouldn't be surprised, depending. Because there are solid teams. Like, the Boston Celtics are going to be really fun to watch. The 76ers, another year older, will be fun to watch. LeBron in L.A., that'll be fun to watch. But when you play the Warriors, you're just going to get smacked. And that's so shitty. The Rockets, for instance. The Rockets, they blew their one chance they had. It's over. You're never getting there again. You're just not. Because that's just fucking awful. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, where does he go? If he does go anywhere this year, does that impact anything? Probably not. Honestly, it just doesn't.
I don't know. He goes to the Lakers.
Okay, then maybe...
That's pretty decent.
Maybe it's... It depends how much they have to give up. If they have to give up a lot in a trade... It's going to hurt because their depth is going to be bad, and that's not going to be very good.
What if he's like, you know what, fuck it, I'll take a pay cut.
Oh, so
and
next
then you get
season,
someone else that says, fuck it, I'll take
I
a
mean,
pay cut.
All reports, we haven't heard anything from Kawhi himself, but all the reports are saying that he's already said next year he wants to play in L.A. Whether it's for Lakers, Clippers, they don't know.
But well, man, LeBron did say he's just going to chill a year in L.A. Mm-hmm. and then next year pick up some people.
And that's what I think is going to happen. I could see Kawhi going there, maybe they get somebody else.
Same way he did it in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He went there for a year, felt it out, and then the next year he's like, all right, let me do it.
Yeah.
Then he's like, here's your ring.
Right.
Peace.
Now I'm leaving. And I love that no one's burning their jerseys this time. They're just like, thank you.
Yeah, but
he did
what he wanted to.
From Cleveland as a whole, feel fucking grateful.
Yeah.
He came home and won you a ring like he wanted to do.
Yep.
Okay, and then your team got really shitty, and LeBron's like, man, not only does this fucking state suck, sorry, Molly, but it does because it's cold as shit. You're like playing in at least the Chicago. I'm like, oh shit, Chicago. But like, imagine playing in Milwaukee, right? And it's just shitty, and your team's bad, and it's cold as fuck. You don't want to do it. That's how I envision Cleveland. Great town, but not in the winters. So LeBron's like, not only does my team suck, and I gotta do everything, and it's gonna be cold as shit. Fuck this. I won. I'm going to LA. I'm gonna chill. Have my 4-year contract, opt out after the 3. When my kid gets drafted, I'm just going to go sign with that team, play with my kid like I want to, then I'm retired. That's all it is. He got 3 rings out of it. If he wins another one, maybe. But I don't think so, because the Warriors are too stacked. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Is there anything that will get you to watch basketball?
Probably not.
No?
To be honest with you. I'll probably watch LeBron in L.A., because I'll be like, damn, that's pretty cool.
Would you go to a Bulls game?
I mean, they're probably cheap as shit.
Yeah,
sure.
They are.
Yeah. Like $20.
So see him play Lakers or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But yeah, no, the overall basketball's just really shitty now. And it sucks.
All I was gonna say is thank God for football.
Oh, thank God. This is our last month without football. Come August we get preseason and all that. So I think training camps actually open up next week. So that's awesome. Before we go though, I wanted to ask this question, and I'll let you start, Joe. If you had a kid, what sport would you prefer them to be involved in this day and age?
This day and age, honestly, there's...
Joe Jr., what's he doing?
Joe Jr., they're really isn't a good spot for him, to be honest, because all of them got their flaws, but they also got their benefits. I guess it depends on what I want my kid to do. Do I want him to have fun, have a good time? Then,
Well, I think any sport can be fun and have a good time.
That's true, but, like we said earlier, like, football, you got your concussions. Baseball, I'll never see my fucking kid. He'll be out on the road all the damn time. Basketball, my kid's just gonna be a pussy because he'd be like, oh, you touched my elbow! And I ain't raising no bitch kid, so he ain't playing basketball. And then, like, football, do I want him to have brain damage by the time he's 35?
There's also hockey and soccer that you just haven't got into.
Soccer? No.
No, you don't think so? There's so much money to be made, though, if he's good.
There is, but it's like, do I want my kid to... I don't know. I think hockey would be good because he'd be tough. He'd be gritty. He could stand up for himself outside of the world. And hockey would be a good place for him.
But where's the hockey market? Is it big?
I think so. I think hockey is more or less like soccer, where it's still growing.
Okay.
Because hockey technically is still new. Hockey is a new sport in America.
Well, I mean,
it's recently been broadcasted.
That part.
We've been bringing up like new teams. We've been bringing this up and that up. It's an up and coming sport.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying on that one.
It's becoming more mainstream.
Yeah. Gosh, what would I do? The football thing is really funny because forever I've always said that I would love for my kid to play football.
I just love to do it because I could go to the games.
Then I would love to coach their team, and like I'd be so excited, right? I'm talking about when they're little and shit like that, or even high school. And that would be like my goal. But as things have changed and you see the concussions and you see CTE and what it does to these players, and like it's really bad, and it's like, do you want your kid to go through that, right? You know, baseball would be cool because I've always loved baseball. It'd be totally cool with my kid playing baseball, softball, whatever. That'd be awesome. I look at basketball, and it's like, I'm not good at basketball, so I don't think you're going to be good at basketball because the genetics say probably not. And you'd probably be short, so that's kind of shitty. But hockey would be cool. I can't skate, so if my kid can, that'd be cool. The soccer thing all depends because now, think about it, right? If we had a kid today, maybe, like, when they're, like, 5 years old, so 5 years from now they start playing soccer, and every little kid does anyway. So, say, like, 10 years from now, right? It's 2028. How big is soccer? I don't know. If it's big, sure. Part of me really does stick with baseball, though, just because of how much I love baseball personally, and if my kid loved baseball, that'd be great. But soccer would probably be a really close second. Football was number one forever. I've always said I would be hyped. But, like, there's just so much development with the CTE and, like, the concussions, and it's just fucked. So it's like, do you really want your kid to be involved in that? And it's like, I mean, at the end of the day, whatever my kid wants to do, sure, fuck it. That's what you're going to do. But, you know, if I had a choice, I think I'd go baseball, then soccer.
Also, I think it's pretty funny that we both assume that we're having boys.
No, I started with that.
And the boys are going to be
That's what I started. Well, okay, sports. If you had a girl, what would you do? Because how many sports are there for the girl to get involved in?
That's true, too, though.
Right? Softball? Soccer, basketball, and then all the different
rugby.
Rugby, you know, yeah, okay, yeah, that stuff like that, or maybe they get into tennis. Swimming or tennis or something like that, golf. It really only takes away football, I guess. There is female hockey, too. So, okay, so yeah. What would you do if you had with your daughter?
Right? Honestly, I'd like either golf or tennis.
Very easy, not get hurt sport. That's your big thing, huh?
Yeah, that's my
I shouldn't say easy, I'm sorry. It's actually skilled.
That's my little girl, man. She ain't trying to get hurt. She's trying to have a good time. I ain't trying to have her get fucked up. Now, in reality, I would love for her to be a soccer star.
Yeah.
But do I want her to get, like, fucking a cleat to the shit? Nuh-uh.
I think soccer would be really cool. Golf, too. Even tennis is fine. But I think soccer or golf for me. I would love golf because I'm trying to get into golf. So that'd be cool. But anything like that. Even softball. Like I said, I think for me, because football's out of it, I think out of the question, I'm not as big on what sport she gets into. That's fine. I'll support you whatever sports you play. For boys, it's a little different because if they are playing football, which girls can play football, you just haven't seen them in a professional level yet. I saw some chick, she was a kicker at a DeKalb High School, and she had a fucking boot on her. She whooped the she kicked the shit out of that football. I was like, that's awesome. But, like, you don't have to worry as much about her getting hit in the head and, like, brain damage. So it's a little different. I think it's a little bit more open for a daughter perspective, what sport they play compared to your son, because you're like, just please don't play fucking football. Yeah. Please. I don't want you to get hit.
Yeah.
Please, God. But then you're kind of like, but it'd be really cool.
So it's be like, super cool, but don't get hurt.
But your brain, but you know they're your going brain's to. Gonna be so fucked by the end of it.
Yeah, you gotta think of like the long life. Like you're gonna have Alzheimer's before I am, and that's fucked up.
Right. Exactly. That does it for our sports podcast. We'll be having a gaming one coming up shortly as well. As always, you can listen to both of those and all our other podcasts, including our E3 coverage, on Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play Music. Just search Big J and BB Show. You find us on Facebook, facebook.com/BigJandBBShow, and on Twitter, it's at Big J and BB Show. Also, shout out to a couple of our buddies. Our buddy David on Twitch is Undead Red Bull. Make sure you check him out. I know he's working on getting a banner to send them to our SoundCloud page, which is really cool. Hopefully we're on there soon to do a podcast on his stream. That would be awesome. If you love PUBG, stuff like that, that's what he's streaming. And our buddy Josh Barlog, he's live on 98.3 WCCQ, Saturdays, 10 p.m. to midnight. He's also live during the week. Just look him up on Facebook and on Twitter. It's Josh Barlog. Yeah, that does it for us then, pretty much. Like I said, check us out on Spotify, SoundCloud, and Google Play Music.
Good night, everybody.
You stay gaming, Chicago. What?